for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, May the 30th, 1983. Memorial weekend, teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is the final service of the series. Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the morning.
I know that this week we've had a lot of people here with lots of talents. Tony, I guess you're going to have to turn that knob on the amplifier system just a little bit. That's already pretty low. That thing's really putting out. Now, you overdid it. Feed me back half, cut it halfway. Okay. I know we've had a lot of beautiful talent here this week. And nobody's come and pushed herself, this and that or anything. But we do like, I'm still got a little too much. Cut her down a little more, Tony. but we would like to use all the talent that the Lord sends. And I'm sure even here this morning yet, besides the lady at the piano, who's going to stay here with us for at least a little while, maybe longer, we don't know. But I'm sure there's somebody here who has a song they'd like to sing today for us. And don't be bashful about it. But if somebody would like to sing for us, surely somebody here's got a song they'd like to sing. Raise your hand. Don't be bashful. Bill, good, I know. I should have thought the Lord give you a new one in the night. The Lord gives him new ones, and we just love them. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's somebody else that doesn't live here. Hey, I knew there was somebody. And then I'm going to ask our brother from down at the university to come and play for us on the piano when we receive an offering this morning. He just played the other evening for a little while, but I'm going to ask him to give us a number on the piano before he leaves this morning. He's been patiently waiting to go, working with one of the women that came with him in here. And we appreciate, and I know that they appreciate what the Lord's done for them while they've been here these few days. Let's stand and pray for our nation. And let's get in the habit of doing it. And mean it when you do it. Don't just do it because it's a formality or you feel that you need to do it today. Do it because you mean it. Amen. Amen. So that these powers of Satan that are arrayed against this nation. You see, I believe, I may be wrong, but you see, I believe that what was called Canaan land was just the foretaste of God's ultimate Canaan land, and that America is actually God's ultimate promised land. I believe that. I may be wrong. But I believe that, and I can find many, many scriptures to back up that belief. I'll just quickly give you two of them. One says that if my people Israel, or it says my people Israel shall feed the nations, or it says my people Israel shall be a light to the nations, and another scripture says that my people Israel shall loan to many and borrow from none. Now you take those scriptures and apply them to every nation on the face of the earth and see what nation it fits. And but the scripture you see says, my people Israel. So you explain that to me. When we talk about Palestine and say that's God's people, and then tell me that they have fed the world, that they have borrowed from nobody and loaned to everybody when they borrowed billions from us. And then you tell me that they've been a light to the world, and that means the gospel. Tell me who has sent the gospel to the heathens. Basically, America. Basically. And then you tell me that they're God's chosen people. I can't accept that. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way the scriptures back up my stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Victory's in the camp. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those nursery walls are double-lined, and that's a double-lined soundproof window there, but it's still coming through. Maybe he'll get to go home in a little bit. Sounds like there's victory over there. Well, Father, we come today on behalf of our nation and those in authority over us, and our president and the cabinet, the Congress, the Senate, the judicial body, the armed, those in the armed forces, Lord. We lift them up before you, all the advisors, Lord. We lift up our president and his wife today, Lord. We thank you for wisdom and guidance and direction for him. We thank you, Lord, that he knows all these things that I've been saying, Lord, that he knows these things. Lord, we lift up his hands. We bless him, Lord. We bless him, Lord. We bless him, Lord. We bless him. Lord, we thank you for giving him wisdom and boldness. Give him boldness, Lord. Give him boldness, Lord. Give him boldness. And help him, Lord, to call on the name of the Lord and to rely on thee, Lord. We praise you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. We loose your spirit over this nation, Lord. We loose your spirit over those in authority. We loose your spirit, Lord, over the Congress and the Senate, Lord. We loose your spirit, Lord, over the cabinet and the advisors, Lord. And we bind those evil advisors. We bind those advisors, Lord, that are of Satan. We bind them. We bind them. I bind them. I bind their powers. I bind their powers. I bind their powers in Jesus' name. I bind their powers in Jesus' name. I bind their powers. I bind the powers of Zionism in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the elders of the protocols of Zion. I bind their powers. I break their powers over this nation. I break the powers of the elders of Zion over this nation. I break it. I curse it. I curse it in Jesus' name. I bind them up. I bind them up. I bind the powers of the Illuminati. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the Illuminati. I bind the powers of the World Bank. I bind the powers of the World Bank. I bind the powers of the Federal Reserve System. I bind it. 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 I bind the powers of Satan. I bind the powers of Lucifer. I bind the powers of Lucifer. I bind it. I bind it. I bind it. I bind it. I bind the powers of the Trilateral. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the Council of Rome. I bind the powers of the 12th Council of Rome. I bind it, I bind it, I bind it today. I bind it today in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of Babylon. I bind the powers of Babylon. I bind it, I bind it, I bind it, I bind it, I bind it. I bind the powers of Babylon. I bind the powers of Rome. I bind it, I bind the powers in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the New Age movement. I bind the powers of the New Age movement. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of Satan worship. I bind the powers of witchcraft. I bind them in Jesus' name. I bind them, I bind them, I bind them, I bind them. In Jesus' name I bind them. And I break the powers of it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break their powers and I loose the power and the glory of the Lord over this nation. I loose the Shekinah glory to come forth. I loose the manifestation of the power of God over this nation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Bill? Praise the name of the Lord. We better stand up till Bill gets this thing. We might need to march with it. I don't know what it's able to be.
I just wanted to sing a little chorus. It's a simple chorus that you've been singing on the way home. The Lord's been good to you, and if he delivered you, then you'll be able to sing this full chorus. Lord, you've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. And Lord, you've really been good to me. And Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. And Lord, you've really been good to me. And Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. And Lord, you've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. If you receive the deliverance that I received, you can say the Lord has been good to you. I know there's been many that has received deliverance, and they aren't going to take those burdens back with them. Hallelujah to God. Let's sing it again. Lord, you've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. Lord, you've really been good to me. You've taken all my burdens and you've set me free. You've really been good to me. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your blessedness. We thank you, Lord, for you've been with us, Lord, in a great and a mighty way. We have been drawn closer unto you. We have been strengthened by your might and by your power, and we give thanks to you. We ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, these that are traveling upon the highway right now, be with them, Lord. Let your presence be with them if they are traveling in their vehicles upon the highway or in buses or up on the air. Wherever they're traveling, be with them in Jesus' name. Give them traveling mercies. Let them remember thee, Lord, and all of your goodness and of the blessings. And, Lord, help them to give the thanks and the praise that belongs to you. And these that are here, let your blessing be upon them. Keep your hand upon them. Let them return again to us and be a blessing to us as many has been a blessing to us. In Jesus' name. Praise you, God. Hallelujah to God.
Do that. He has a burden for the young people, and he'd like all the young people to... You can sit down. He'd like all the young people to come up here. He wants to pray for them. Well, both the boys and girls, there they are sitting in the back.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. You know, this morning is different than the other services. It's just informal and moving as the Lord kind of moves this morning. And that's wonderful. I appreciate the moving of the Lord. It don't always have to be, you know. Just however it is. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, Father, for the Holy Spirit, Father, that is here with us. We acknowledge His presence, His sweet presence. Father, we give you thanks for the blessings that you give us every day of our lives, Father, for bringing us, calling us, Father, into Thy kingdom. And Father, to the Holy Spirit, helping us to walk every day closer to the presence of Thy Son, Jesus, who we worship and we love Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks for every child in here, Father, every young man and woman, every little boy and every little girl, Father. And Father, we remember that word that you say that be as little children so that we can come into the kingdom of God. Father, we want to have an attitude, Father, of confidence, of love, of total surrender, total subjection under Jesus, that we can follow His steps, Father. Father, I speak blessings, and I bless every child, every young man and every young woman in this place today, Father. And Father, every young child, and every son and every daughter, or every family that's here represented, Father. Father, we speak blessings to them in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to teach them and instruct them in the way that they shall go. Because it is that promise, Father. That's what you promised us. And we stand in the word, Father, that you instruct us, you teach us the way that we shall go. Thank you, Father, for the life. Thank you, Father, for the calling in the life, Father. That in my world, not to the left, not to the right, but in the straight path that you have established for everyone of us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks, Father, and we worship you. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord intends us for us to minister one to another, and
not just one person be all the ministry. And Dennis's brother, Daniel, is in the service, and Mike Orchard is in the over in reserves now, and he called earlier this morning, and so we're going to pray for him. Come on.
Yesterday morning, when that beautiful song was played on the organ, well, it just came like a slap in my face that was a funeral march. And the Lord made me to know that the old was dying and would die in this meeting. And the greatest of all was that it was dying in me. As the old traditional order and the lack of understanding, the lack of wisdom of what? The responsibility and the authority that God was beginning to bring into this meeting and deliver. And that was the funeral march that I sensed in the spirit that for me and for many others. Because we sat and talked, and we said this morning we prayed for the binding of the powers of darkness over the nation. And the Dan says you pray with authority and with wisdom. We do not need to let anything come against this land of God, to the land of Israel and the children of God. And nothing to come against this land and this purpose and this reality of Jesus Christ in us, the kingdom being set up in here first. When the kingdom set up in here, and this is the kingdom of God, and it's tearing out every false doctrine, every false teaching, everything that the enemy has brought on all humanity, and every one of us has been sitting in the same boat, but now the Lord has come to bring deliverance through a ministry and through a salvation that has been promised to us before the foundation of the world. Now it's being made manifest in these meetings, the glory of the Lord that's going to cover these vessels like the waters cover the sea. And so the death march came for me. Hallelujah! 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 And the power and the authority that God intended the children of God to walk out in, even as of old, has been given to us in this meeting. But he said, when I come through the door this morning, he said, don't you just rejoice because the devil's subject to you, but you rather rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. It is the Lamb that's done this thing. The Lamb of God has purchased this thing, that all the land of Israel might be redeemed, even as that by that one Lamb. So he's redeeming his land, and the kingdom is being established. Months and months and years I cried, Lord, show me how the kingdom of God, the principles of it, is to be set up in the earth. And so today I will allow no hindrance to the kingdom of God, no poverty to come to the children of God, and the money that the Rockefeller dynasty and all the rest of them, we begin to tear that down and loose it to the children of God. Every need is to be met in God's people. So you go home and you do what God tells you to do and forget about and quit worrying about how it's going to be paid for. That's none of your business. That money belongs to the Father, and he's going to distribute it wheresoever he wants it to be. And if some man prospers beside you and you're brought to riches and from riches to rags, you shut your mouth about it. Because that's God's work. And if you're in that body and you are baptized by the Holy Spirit and you are of this great force in the earth, and this is a mighty force that the enemy can't stand. He cannot withstand it, and he's going to be abolished completely off of the face of the earth. But it begins here first. Here first.
First of all, I'd like to say to you people that you have a very rare gift in this brother here. Let me come on up here. This is Glenn Miller. When he helped me, I was only coming up here to find someone to help me get a few, release from a few Catholic spirits, which every time they said something, it seemed like there was one more down on me, and I could hardly breathe anymore until I just couldn't breathe. And I thought, it's too hot down here in Arkansas. I got to get out of here. I can't just stay here. So Lorena kept rushing me up here, and I said, hey, you know, I don't really have to go up there. Besides, I came up, and Win Worley didn't he didn't pray for me the night before, and I thought I'd choke to death in the night. So when it came up, I thought, well, he's not going to pray for me because everyone else is there, so I'm going to go and looking for, just like he said, I'll go looking for a worker. So I went over to this one worker, and I said, I have some Catholic spirits. Could you pray for me? He said, I don't know anything about Catholics. So he said, try this guy over here. So I looked at him, and he was working with someone else, and I thought, well, I know I'll pray for that lady. This one right here and right there, because she was open to me when I first came. So I was tripping over my feet trying to get over there, and just like 3 feet away from her, Glenn stepped in front of me, and I thought, well, why is he standing in front of me now? And I said, do you know anything about Catholic spirits? And he just grabbed a hold of me, and he said, every spirit is subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, oh, no, this is not the guy I want to pray for me. And he just grabbed hold of me, and I started backing away, and I thought, no, it can't be. And then the thing was on. And I tell you, it took, what, three times of onslaught. And here's how I felt. I felt like it wasn't me. After he grabbed a hold of me, I start saying, oh, no. And I start denying everything. I didn't want him to pray for me. Hey, just don't do it. And that's just what I felt. And then when he looked at me and when he screamed in my ears, you know, they had to be flying out the other side. And I thought, hey, you know, my brains are getting scrambled. And it was burning in there. And then they started putting their hands on me. And I was cooking, literally steaming. And, you know, those things were just coming out. And I couldn't tell, like I was getting knocked out or something. But when I looked in his eyes, I couldn't look in his eyes because they were burning me. My eyes, and that's why your eyes go back, because they get burnt. But when they go back and you see the rest of the sisters and brothers standing there, there's more burning. You've got to get your head down. And so they come out then. And so now I understand that one scripture in Revelation that says when he comes, his eyes are going to be like fire. And that one scripture that says you'll have the baptism of fire. Brother, when I got done with that, they got burnt out. And about halfway, after some of this business with the Catholic spirits got out, and I didn't want to let them go, like I was born. You know, they were born to me, and I would die if I got rid of them. But when they got out, I was still alive. I still was here. And so that's why I couldn't. So if you're standing around, and even if your hands are not on a person, you're still cooking them. Your eyes are right there. And I looked at his eyes, and I said, you know, I couldn't handle it. And I'd look up, and there was no place I could get help because every one of your eyes were on me, and they were cooking me out. And so I was getting cleansed.
Telling her to help me.
I know. So she's the one that got me saved, and I figured she'd help me, you know, but she just kept smiling at me. I thought, why did she keep smiling at me? But see, that's the feeling you get. And all these scriptures came to me like this morning, you know, about how his eyes were there. I could see Jesus in Glenn's eyes. So, and he knew about everything in me, and I couldn't say anything.
Well, the Lord knew I didn't.
Yeah, that was it. That was Jesus. So I could see in Jesus in your eyes, and I thought, oh, I've got a chance. So I got this real deliverance, and in the process, I got healed of the sinus problem that I've had for like 5 years. I just came out, and I don't know, it's gone. And my breathing problems, too, like respiration with TB, and there's a couple of other things that I had, bronchitis and some other thing in the last 3 weeks or so. So he's purging the people in Malachi. It explains like Fuller's soap, and I thought, whoa, they watched me. They're watching me. They're spreading too hard, you know. And I thought, oh, I'm going to stop this. And it was, and now I feel like I can think. And I can really breathe. I can breathe, and I'm free. And that song that Glenn sang, I tell you, I had one like that. I had one like that this morning, but I was too chicken.
Bill.
So I can dance. I can dance, and I've always wanted to be dancing. I was dancing away, and I thought, oh, boy. It is just like being a kid again. You feel like you dropped 40 years at least. So you guys get up here. This man is going to perk. When he gets in your ears, they go out the other way. And I don't know how many thousands, but brother, you know how to tell it.
The Lord is renewing us.
Amen.
It is written, he reneweth as the eagle.
And when they pray
for
that.
That's what he's
doing. Amen. Yeah, that's exactly right. So now we know that Alaska is pretty well hinged up with all these things. And we don't know anything about deliverance, and everybody's totally scared about it. We've heard about it before, but that's all. And we hardly don't touch those books that Win Worley and the guys write, you know. I mean, I've looked in it. And that's how I used to do with the Bible, too. I used to just hardly don't touch it, you know, when I was a Catholic, because I found that first scripture, when I opened it up, because we don't have the Bible. You know, we have a little bit of Matthew or someone. And And I found that scripture, the very first one my eyes fell on was that divorced people were going to get thrown in the lake of fire, and I didn't want to go to the lake of fire, so I shut the Bible and leave it on the shelf, dust it off, you know, and hold it in reverence and all the business, but I wasn't going to read it because it was just too tough for me. So, and I just want to thank you for praying for me, and especially you.
Well, let's pray for the boys in the service. And Karen had a handful of flyers about the declaration that's been signed that this is the year of the Bible. And really, they're very good to take and pass out to people. And there's a stack of them back there. They've been back on the book table. They're just for your taking. And take some of them with you and use them. Remind everybody that this is the year of the Bible. Yeah. Well, let's pray for our boys and get on here with the morning. Father, we bring Daniel and Mike and others, Lord, that are in the service, that are serving you in the capacity, Lord, that needs to be served by your people. And Father, I thank you for your blessing resting over them today and protecting them, keeping them. Bless them, Lord. Help them to be a blessing. Let the angel of the Lord stand with them and help them to be the best of those that are in their companies, Lord. And I thank you for it. Let their light shine, Lord Jesus, and let them to help them to let their light shine so that men will know that Jesus lives within them, and then that they will be seen of men and known because of the light of the Lord that shines forth from them. We bind every power of Satan over them in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says to share your burdens with one another. I'd like to share this burden with you. And after I go back to Alaska, my husband and our two kids are going back to Greenland. In Greenland, it's very, very dark. We lived in a village with 2,500 people, and not one is a Christian. Next village is 3,500 people, and not one is a Christian. From 9 on up, they're bound with alcohol, and it's run by witchcraft still to this day. And there's another village that has never been, the gospel has never reached it. So we're going back to the place where the gospel has never been reached. The Danish mayor of Greenland and all the policemen there has really told us, my husband and I, when we go back, we're going to be free to go into those villages that has never been reached. So I praise God for that, that the Lord has honored his higher people to be a friend of ours, so when we go back, we can go and be in freedom to go into these villages that have never been reached by the gospel. And I just really want you all to pray for me and my husband when you think about Greenland, or I pray that the Lord will bring us to your remembrance and share this burden with us. And I also pray that when I was in Greenland, I was thinking, when I go back to America, I'm going to tell these Christians to really let your love flow to one another. Because this is what the people that are in the world are going to see this. They're going to see the love of God, and they're going to want that. And I also want to share this, too, that since we were born in America, we take it for granted. When I went to Greenland, when we landed, I felt that hatred and fear, and I thought, oh my goodness, is this the way the other countries are? And I really see how people are so bound. And you know, we love our little kids, little daughters. We don't want them, nothing to happen to them. We don't want them to be molested. I went from house to house to house while I was in Greenland, and every home. And I thought, no wonder the kids were molested, because the fathers passed off. I go into the homes, and people just go into the homes and do whatever they wanted to do. And I thought, if America could really see how privileged we are, and a lot of books back there, we got how many Bibles, and yet we get lazy, and yet we don't really read and really get serious with God. And I thought to myself, when I go back, I'm going to tell all the Christians, we cannot idle. There's people that are in need. If God has called you to go and do something, or to go even to other countries, you obey the Lord. And I tell you, I have seen the miracles, and I have been blessed by obeying the Lord. That scripture, where there is much iniquity, His grace is much abound. We have really experienced the scriptures that are in the Word of God. And I really urge you to obey what God has told you to do and honor Him and bless Him. That's praises to Him anyway, you know, when you obey Him and do what He wants you to do. So while I'm studying here, I thank you for just giving me this chance of sharing this burden with me, and I thank you for it. Amen.
It's lunchtime, but we're not going to have lunch now. Yet. And Irma's going to get her chance to say something now at last.
I hope I'm over the croup by the time you come back. It is cold in here, isn't it? I just sat here and thought, how could we have allowed the enemy to slip up? Yes. How could we allow the enemy, sit down, Glenn, to slip up on us and cause that lightning to strike and hit the transformer and knock out the air conditioner? It's all fixed now that the meeting is over, and this thing is all fixed, apparently. So the enemy comes at us in all ways that we don't always think about. And that's one thing that we must remember and pray about is the air conditioning and the all of the elements and everything. We are able to push back storms and tornadoes. We don't have to let them hit us. And I was just sitting here thinking we should have prayed about all of those things. We prayed about everything else, I think, before this meeting began, so that we've learned something, haven't we? To pray about the elements, that the storms won't hit here. Now, the day before, the first day of the Christmas camp meeting started, we had a tornado in town, out the west part of town, and terrible storms. It was 80-some degrees in Hot Springs, which is unorthodox, and we allowed that storm to hit, and now this time we've allowed another storm to hit. And I don't remember if there was one hit Easter or not. I believe there was. So we must pray about this June camp meeting coming up and push back the storms. We don't need those, do we? Well, it's really such a privilege. When the air conditioning went off, and then it got so warm in here, and then these fans blowing on me, I lost my voice and down in my chest. I have a problem that I know the Lord will take care of. But I just greet all of you this morning. And we've had some tremendous deliverances. And when she sang that song that was very meaningful, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I wish you would find my Bible. I don't know where it is. I want to read a scripture. It just came to me. You see my Bible back there, Patty? Yeah, that's it. I marked this the other day. I just saw this the other day. You know, you keep reading the Word, you keep seeing more, don't you? You know, you can read and read, and all of a sudden something just jumps out at you. But the Lord is with me. Now, I know that real well. I know the Lord is with Glenn and I, because we could not stand the pressures if the Lord wasn't with us. They come across this campground. Aren't you amazed when you stand here and think about how many demons that came in all of us, and how we were able even to exist and praise the Lord. Our bodies are wonderfully made, aren't they? Wonderfully made. And we are able to rise up above the enemy, even though I know every one of you that had those strong evil powers in you was able to praise and to pray. And that is just the grace of God, isn't it? It's the grace of God. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. You know, we take the Lord lightly and God lightly. You know, we glibly say praise the Lord. And I don't know if we really, every time we say that, really know what we're saying. But He is mighty and wonderful and beautiful and a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble and they shall not prevail. These enemies are not going to prevail because the Lord is with me. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. I thought that was real good. The Lord is with us here. Now, when the health man came in today, I asked him, I said, well, how come you're here? Why are you working on a holiday? And he said, well, we always come when the people are here. And he was in there a few minutes, and then all the screaming started up. Well, that's kind of unorthodox, you know. Not to us. It becomes so common that you just forget about that people don't understand what's going on. So I finally said, they're praying for some lady in there. And, you know, when you don't know what else to do, just say the truth. So I just said, they're praying for some lady in there and casting a devil out of her. And he went a little alarmed. No wonder he gave us an A. He was wanting to get out of here. But I'll grant you, he'll never forget coming into this place. So he felt the shelves to find a little dust. He didn't find too much of anything in there. And he talked to us. Nine and I, mostly. He's very talkative. And I just praised the Lord for sending him in. He is a neighbor. How many pray for your neighbors? You're supposed to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. You know, that's kind of a big deal. But anyway, he lives up the street next door to Betty, I think, or up in that area. But I do praise the Lord for all of you, and there's nothing too hard for the Lord. You may think you're at your wit's end, that you are down the drain, but you aren't. The Lord's got his hand on you, and he's able to perform that which he has begun. And I looked at our McKesbys from Freeport Stand Up. Yes. They came here with their daughter, I believe, last winter, was it? Last summer. And she was real sick with asthma, and they all had some problems. And God has just mightily moved in their lives. And I'm sure they wouldn't mind me saying this. They moved from New Jersey to Freeport. They moved into a house. And who knows who's been living in houses where you move into, or motels either, where you go to. And one morning they got up, and the chandelier was off and sitting down on the floor. Not broken, but just off of the ceiling. Now, that's pretty way out. But the devil has great powers, and he wants to harass us all, but we do not have to put up with him. He is more afraid of us than we are of him, and we need to get all of the fear out of us and just come at him. I mean, really come at him. We were up in Broken Bow, Nebraska, I think, and the Full Gospel Chapter president invited us to his house. And he had a few people in on Sunday before we were going to speak at the chapter meeting. And they said, how do you cleanse a house? Make it a little louder, because I'm hoarse. I can't. So we said, well, we'll just show you. You know, an example of showing somebody something will do more good than reading it in a book. So Glenn and I stood up, and we walked through that house. Now, if there's a snake in your house, what are you going to do? Say, oh, there's a snake? No, you don't say, oh, there's a snake. You get something and you kill it. So we begin to walk, and I'm going to show you how to cleanse your house right now. I don't know what this is all about, but I never planned to say anything, but this is what I'm going to show you to do. You walk in every room, and you begin to praise the Lord and command Satan to get out. In Jesus' name. Enough of you in this house. I mean, get with it. Stop on him. Command him to go out. Open the doors. Shoo him out. Knock the windows, the doors. Spend a little while getting these out. You've got time to do that. We do it all the time in our own home right now. We have all kinds of people coming in and out, you know, and we just have to do it. Otherwise, you can't sleep half of the time. You may feel a little foolish the first time you do it, but if you do it, practice it a little, well, you'll get used to it. Another thing, I shall not be moved. You sang that a while ago. Now, do you mean that? Are you going to go back and lapse back? You know, quit praying, quit reading your word, quit praising, quit singing, quit being thankful until next camp meeting, and then come back and you're way down here somewhere. And then, see, we're getting on a higher realm today, and it's over. But wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody came in on a real high, and we didn't have to pull everybody up and keep praising and praising and bringing the glory of the Lord down, that he would just come in with you? I think there's coming a day when that will happen, when the saints of God are going to all gather. And, you know, the children of Israel, when they left Egypt was glad to get rid of them. They wanted them to go. They'd had enough of the children of Israel. And they're praising and worshiping God. And the sinners are going to be afraid of us. They really are. The devils in the sinners are going to be afraid of us. They're going to run. They're going to run. But we need to be prayed up, stayed prayed up. And I'm talking to myself, too. You know, the cares of the life of this life can just smother you out and smother you out. And you let yourself go down and the enemy will strike you. So in about 3 weeks, is it 3 weeks, we start another camp meeting. And it is obvious to you that, I hope it is obvious to you that Glenn and I need a lot of prayer. And the staff here, we have lots of work to do. We'll have to catch up now from the days that we've been here in the office work. We will have to write a magazine and get it printed, get it mailed out, and get the food all in. And there's going to be a lot of work, and we'll need a lot of prayer. And in the summer camp, we'll have children's services, youth services separate from in here, and deliverance. I don't know if you people realize that deliverance becomes very hard on your body and wearing. We went home from here last night at 2 o'clock, and we don't get enough rest during camp meetings, so we'll have to catch up on our rest. So we need your prayers. We really do. And also, pray for the speakers that's coming. Now, there'll be Charlie Ryan. He's one of the old Glenn Miller Orchestra boys, the arranger for Glenn Miller. And God mightily spared his life. He wasn't a Christian. And when they were getting ready to go to England, and his alarm didn't go off that morning, and then when he finally did get up and get ready, he took a taxi, and the taxi had a flat tire on the way, and he missed the plane. Otherwise, he'd be dead. And he's a tremendous trumpet player and a tremendous preacher. So he'll be here this summer at the summer camp. And the Quarters from Florida, they used to be in Lafayette at a Bible school. They taught there, and then before that, they were Assembly of God CA president up in Wyoming. They'll be here with their whole family, praising and worshiping, singing and preaching. And Charles Smith will be here from the East Coast, Bible teacher. And who else, Glenn? His wife, who's a good Bible teacher. And one thing I see that we must have those ladies. How many enjoyed those ladies' deliverance meetings upstairs? We're going to have to get a bigger room, Glenn, or... Oh, I hope not. I hope that's not what it means. Maybe we could just divide off the dining room or something. But anyway, I don't want a grade. Anyway, I think it's really better to have about 25 at the ladies' meeting, so we'll have more days. We'll have 9 days of this. And that's not today. It's not too easy to face. But we'll get our strength back. And who's the other speakers? We got more speakers than that. I can't remember all the musicians that will be coming. Anyway, we're going to have a great time. And as you go home, the greatest way to hold your deliverance is your testimony of your own deliverance. What happened to you? You see, nobody can gainsay that. The Bible says we overcome by the word of our own testimony and the blood of the Lamb. When you say, when this lady from Canada goes home, and she, now sometimes, you know, we feel embarrassed and we don't want to really tell it. But when you really tell it, you will see how you grow. I don't mind to say, now she was a Catholic. I don't mind to tell you that I had to have an Assembly of God spirit cast out of me. Oh man, was it big and powerful. See, growing up in a minister's home, being Assembly of God all those years, thinking we were the only ones. We were the only ones going to heaven. We were the only ones right. You know, that just was sort of taught from the pulpit. And those spirits get into us. And I had to have them cast out. And I thought, oh my. When he called that out, I thought, oh, that's horrible. But it was in there. And when they're in there, they sure manifest. We don't need anything like that in us. We need pure, unadulterated Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord. I am so thrilled about what Sister Cook. I was praying with her the other afternoon when I spoke about wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. She has a son that's an alcoholic, and we've been praying here. Well, maybe she's not a bad alcoholic. Well, kind of bad. He has a neon business. He's just been doing it lately. She told me when she was having that child in the hospital that they gave her liquor and got her drunk because of the pain, and that baby was born drunk.
They give me so many tranquilizers. They make me drunk.
She made her drunk.
I couldn't hold my head. They laughed. They thought it was funny because I was drunk. Mm-hmm. But then the baby was born drunk, and they couldn't make him cry. And they was concerned because the baby wouldn't cry. But he was just sick. But I know now he was born drunk, just like
us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sedated drunkenness. So we're praying about him, and she's got a deliverance now. She's got authority. You will never have any authority over spirits if you've got that same thing in you.
Mm-hmm. You want to test it
out? Well, I thought most of it came out the other day. You think it's still in there?
I don't know.
No, it came out the other day. It manifested, and it really... If you are a liar, and you lay your hands on somebody and try to cast a lying spirit out of them, that demon will just laugh at you. You need, each person needs to submit themselves to deliverance. And she did not know, this lady from Alaska did not know all those things was in her. Of course, I think sometimes we know more than we'd like to let on what's in us. You know, it's hard to admit it and be honest with ourselves. But once we are honest with ourselves, and once we begin to pray for deliverance, you know, if you don't know what's wrong with you, ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit to turn the light on you. He sure will.
Amen.
Pretty soon you'll find out. Inez knows about that, don't you, Inez? She saw herself as an avocado with the seed inside of it was kind of not too good. The Lord delivered her at home through a dream, and then she got up and took care of it. And the Lord could help all of you. There's not always somebody like Glenn or Brother Worley or these other people. Don't look to man for your deliverance. Look to Jesus.
Amen.
See, we've had all this idolatry in us, and no wonder people have just swooned over big evangelists and everything. You see, it's idolatry in us, and we have to get that out. And then whoever is moving in the Spirit of the Lord and they pray for you, things are going to happen. So don't get your eyes on men. Get your eyes on Jesus. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Not whoever calls on the name of Brother Worley or Glenn Miller. It's whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And you keep calling on the name of the Lord. You may have to do it for days. I have fought over things for months. And I wouldn't even know what it is. I just knew I was being bound by something. And I would pray and ask the Lord to deliver me and call out and cry out, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me from this. And eventually it would come. It might be through somebody I didn't even dream or know hardly. And they would speak to me about something and then pray for me. And also pray for the gifts, especially the discerning of spirits, words of knowledge and words of wisdom, so you'll know how to handle things that the Lord shows you. Now, there's a lot of you I know that may... How many here feel like you still need more prayer? Just a few. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're going to pray for... I know about three couples have asked us to pray for them. Now, we have...
I don't feel we can have a strength to carry on.
No. We have about three couples, but... that we have promised yesterday that we would pray for them, and we will. But everybody that... Now, don't all of you run up here, but I mean if you really drastically feel that there's something there that you just have to have prayer for, to come up here. Now, don't come if you've been prayed for a lot. And see, when you're prayed for a lot, then you've got to do something yourself. You've got to live straight. And clean up your act, you know. Don't go out and do the same thing tomorrow. You'll get seven times worse, I tell you, you will. Mm-hmm. Voices, she hears voices, so let's pray about that. Come on, you two boys. Let's ask the Lord for authority so we can get this taken care of. The more authority we have, the less manifestation that there should be. Lord, we just ask for authority. We ask for authority over these voices that speak to her in the night, to talk in her ears. Lord, we bring up every sin that's involved with this, way back in an ancestral line, whatever it is in the occult line. Lord, we don't know what it is, but you know, and we ask you to forgive her. And we remit these sins, Lord. We remit these sins, Lord Jesus. We ask you to cleanse her by the precious blood. Cleanse her by the precious blood. Cleanse her by the precious blood from every evil thing that she has sinned, everything that she has yielded herself to that would cause these voices, anything that she has in her home that is not right. We ask you, Lord, to show that to her and give her the ability and the strength to throw it out and get rid of all the abominable things in her home. And Lord, we thank you now for this authority, and in Jesus' name, open your eyes. Open your eyes and look at me.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.